There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. Plus, it's also available to you 24/7, 365, so you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions momentarily. This hour, we're going to talk about feeding your head. Remember the Grace Slick, inimitable lyric, "Feed Your Head" with Jefferson Airplane? There are a variety of ways to use nutrition to make yourself smarter or to forestall various types of brain disorders, including demyelinating diseases like multiple sclerosis. We'll tackle some of those subjects later this hour, plus your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Let's hear what you have to say. Okay, let's hear that question.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm a very old listener to your program, and I'm going to have surgery on Monday, colon surgery. Your protocol, what to take, what not, before the surgery, I appreciate very much. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some do's and don'ts before colon surgery. Colon surgery, which tends to be a little more serious surgery, abdominal surgery, can sometimes trigger bleeding. So you may want to stop some of the things that can cause excessive bleeding, which include high-dose fish oil. Although there's some evidence that even with abdominal surgery and even with heart surgery, that having a certain amount of omega-3 on board can be helpful, because a lot of people experience blood clots after surgery, in the aftermath of surgery. So, you know, I wouldn't suggest that you take a lot in a few days before surgery. This is the weekend before surgery, so maybe refrain from omega-3, maybe refrain from things that are blood thinning, like certainly aspirin and ginkgo biloba and some of those types of things. Things that enhance repair include zinc and vitamin C, and so you should have those on board. Also, not a bad idea to be taking a probiotic pre- and post-surgery, because, well, there are alterations to the intestinal bacteria when you have major abdominal surgery. It's likely you'll be given antibiotics, so a probiotic might be warranted. Also, there's some evidence that taking arginine around the time of surgery can help with surgical recovery. This is actually discovered when I was in medical school way back in the 1980s by a professor who I remember fondly, Dr. Sam Seifter. And he did a lot of research on the immune-boosting effects of arginine at or near the time of surgery to get surgical patients to do better, you know, because not all surgical patients are in great shape when they go in for surgery. That's why they need surgery. And some of them are frail, and some of them are immunodeficient or immunosenescent because they're old. And what Dr. Seifert did was he boosted them up with L-arginine and RNA, you know, the thing that you know, we're so concerned about with the coronavirus. The vaccines are RNA vaccines, but actually providing the body with some additional RNA in supplement form may not be a bad idea at or near the time of surgery. Those supplements a little less generally available, but you can obtain them, and they can boost your reparative capabilities. Those are among the things that I would recommend. I wouldn't go too heavy on supplements at or near the time of surgery because you don't know how they could interact with some of the anesthesia and medication that you take. But, and, you know, plus it's gastrointestinal. So, yeah, you got to go easy on your GI tract. But those are some of the things that, at a minimum, you can take. 877-726-8255, our number. Do you have a poopy poodle or lethargic Labrador? Is a German Shepherd turning into a German Schlepper? I got exciting news from our friends at NT Factor. You've heard me talk for years about the natural energy producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Well, some of those same benefits are available for your pets. Introducing NT Factor Pet Power, the first formula to restore the structure and function of cellular membranes in animals. Yeah, animals too. Increasing vigor and vitality. By adding NT Factor Pet Power to their food, research has shown that energy loss and other age-related changes in animals were reduced and or delayed after only 8 weeks of daily use. Now your pets can benefit from the same clinically proven formula that I use, and I'm not a Springer Spaniel, and I prescribe it to my patients to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have verified that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can get the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas, including the all-new Pet Power, by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, so among the consequences of COVID-19, you know, they're telling the kids to stay home, and they're telling people they can't go to gyms, and people are kind of worried about heading out. Recreational activities are curtailed. This story, just 9% of American teens are getting enough physical activity during the pandemic, a new study reveals. Researchers from the United States and Canada say that number has fallen significantly from the already paltry 16% getting enough exercise prior to COVID-19. I don't know. Maybe their standards were a little too high for optimal exercise, but there's a lot of sedentary kids, a lot of incidents of pre-diabetes, overweight, and even outright diabetes, which is virtually unheard of in the youth population. Experts recommend that kids get about 60 minutes of physical activity per day. You know, I remember in the worst parts of the pandemic, people were afraid for kids to go to playgrounds. They literally were afraid for kids to go to playgrounds in the open air. And if another kid was present, they would make the kids wear masks outside. And I remember parents dutifully swabbing down the jungle gym and the gym equipment with hand sanitizer prior to the kids playing outside. I mean, that's how bad it was. And, you know, hopefully we've learned a little bit about the, you know, we have to look at the big picture. Yeah, it's about a virus, but it's also about the social, economic, and psychological consequences of the virus. And school shutdowns and a lack of access to sports and physical education are taking a terrible toll on our country's youth. And we're going to reap some really negative consequences long-term of this because, you know, it's hard to get an 11-year-old to die of a heart attack. But an obese 11-year-old with dysregulated blood sugar without an exercise foundation and without an orientation to doing rugged stuff is going to be an unhealthy middle-aged person and may incur tremendous medical costs and an early death because of things that happened decades before. So there's also a big divide, because they say that teens average around 2 hours of physical activity per week, but there's a socioeconomic and racial divide. Results show this average was lower among Black, Latino, and Native American teens. They get even less, about 90 minutes of exercise each week. And so, you know, it's kind of like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. The fit get fitter. They can afford, you know, to go out to the country or to go down to Florida and work out in gyms. But the poor, locked into, you know, very, very tightly closed neighborhoods without facilities for working out, and with a lot of fear engendered in the populace, they're taking the brunt of the health consequences of this pandemic. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you in on the action. You can pose a question. Call us. All right. Recently, on our Q&A with Layla podcast, you know, we do podcasts throughout the week, and they're available for download from the usual suspects. Also, go to drhoffman.com and download our podcast. You can subscribe to them there. We have a weekly podcast called Q&A with Layla, where I discuss with our nutritionist in residence various questions that we get from our audience. And we had a question from a listener who is suffering from something called CIDP. And, you know, they just sent me these initials like, yeah, I'm supposed to know. But, yeah, I do happen to know. I guess that's why I went to medical school. It stands for Chronic Inflammatory Demyelinating Polyneuropathy. And it's a nasty condition where the nerves, especially in the feet, possibly the hands, are affected, and it can cause numbness, tingling, and pain. It's an autoimmune disease that attacks the nerves, targeting the myelin protein that acts as kind of an insulating sheath around nerve fibers. It's a little like multiple sclerosis, but in multiple sclerosis, that myelin deterioration occurs in the brain and in the spinal cord, and here it occurs in the peripheral nerves, the nerves that extend into the extremities. Standard treatment is intravenous immunoglobulin, but in answering the questions, we applied some principles that are common to natural support for any autoimmune condition. We said take vitamin D and use lots of fish oil and follow an autoimmune paleo diet. And I also recommended that people take something called low-dose naltrexone, or LDN, which I prescribe to my patients with autoimmune conditions. It actually has some bona fides in the treatment of multiple sclerosis. There have been some studies, limited studies, small pilot studies, but nonetheless, it's promising for MS and for stemming the tide of autoimmunity in general. But the question they had was, how can I feed my myelin? And so we know from nutritional science that sometimes it makes sense to feed certain things, and those things will find their way to the organs in question and support repair. But not so clear-cut. Examples might include taking raw desiccated liver tablets for cirrhosis. You know, that's why you're taking some liver and it's going to go to your liver and it's going to fix your liver. Well, not necessarily. It's on a wing and a prayer. Or hoping that huge portions of branched-chain amino acids will suddenly turn you into a chiseled bodybuilder. Or that's what people do. You see these big vats of amino acids and protein that young men especially are prone to taking because they want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it takes a lot of work, and you have to be genetically very, very prone to muscle development. And, oh, by the way, a lot of people are assisted by taking anabolic steroids. So just taking a lot of protein isn't necessarily going to make a jump in your muscles. And also, you can take certain hair supplements like proline to make your hair grow. And but it's not necessarily going to get there. The offering the body building blocks for organ repair, it's kind of an iffy strategy. And in disease states, natural repair and regeneration pathways might be damaged. So you can take all the protein you want or all the, you know, certain supplements that go to the organs and they don't do the job. But now comes news that an ordinary amino acid, which is readily available as an over-the-counter supplement, can support myelin reconstitution. It's very fascinating. A new study, it's 2020, N-acetylglucosamine. While the research was performed in mice, the researchers believe it's an important proof-of-concept study that outlines the precise biological mechanisms by which feeding of N-acetylglucosamine can alleviate demyelinating diseases. And they write, and I'm quoting, oral N-acetylglucosamine can provide a potent, inexpensive, and safe therapy for MS. Yeah, they go so far as to say that. However, they caution that large double-blind placebo-controlled trials in humans are warranted before it can be adopted as a therapy. But I say, and I think if you suffer from one of these debilitating conditions, you too would sign on. Given the safety and low cost of N-acetylglucosamine, it's a bet that it's a bet many of the hundreds of thousands of sufferers of demyelinating diseases may want to take. So there you have it. It's a fascinating study that suggests that a readily available supplement, you can obtain it on the internet. You can go to FullScript, by the way, or online dispensary. I believe it's available there. These are things that can help with repair of the myelin that surrounds the nerves that deteriorates in various demyelinating conditions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. More to come on today's Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And we're going to talk a little bit about testosterone therapy for aging men momentarily. But before we do that, let's take one of our calls.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman, for taking my call. I had a question regarding curcumin. I take it for inflammation, and I found two products I wanted to get your opinion on. One is made by Thorne, it's called Mareva. The other by Orthomolecular called Chiriva. They both sound the same. But which one of these two products would you recommend? Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you know, as with many nutritional supplements, you know, an example of which is maybe, you know, fish oil versus krill, there's a lot of controversy about this. And, you know, some of this is marketing and trying to get a marketing edge because curcumin is a good thing. It's a very concentrated extract of turmeric. But the problem is that the curcumin is less bioavailable. It's hard to absorb. So in an effort to make it more absorbable, manufacturers have enclosed it in liposomes. Liposomes are little nano particles, like little, I guess you could call them like little water balloons that enclose the curcumin and deliver the curcumin into the circulation via the lymphatic system. And there's actually a very fine liposomal liquid curcumin from one of our sponsors. It's Herb, it's Future Farm, P-H-A-R-M. Future Farm makes a liposomal curcumin that I take on a regular basis. The difference between the Mareva is also liposomal. So, you know, take your pick. You get Mareva in a capsule, or you can take liposomal curcumin, which is identical in a liquid. It's a liquid suspension. The folks at Orthomolecular took a different tack. They believe that in their Tereva product, which is not liposomal, that some of the effects of curcumin occur directly in the gastrointestinal tract. So they actually don't want it absorbed above the part of this intestine that gets affected by the non-liposomal curcumin. They want it to go directly into the intestine, in particular the colon, and exert its effects down there. Now, this is, you know, one theory about how it works. I don't think either side has cornered the market on how best to deliver curcumin. I will say that for patients with inflammatory gastrointestinal problems, it may be more advisable to deliver the curcumin in a non-liposomal form, like the Orthomolecular Tereva. But that's not conclusive either. That's not been proven scientifically one way or the other. So, you know, if you want, you can hedge your bets. You can take, you know, one capsule of one and another capsule of the other, and thereby get the best of both worlds. But it's an issue that it hasn't really been resolved. And there's lots and lots of controversy about how best to get curcumin into the system. And, you know, we want it to go to the brain. We actually want curcumin to be absorbed into the bloodstream to cross the blood-brain barrier to get to the brain, because there are actually some studies that show that curcumin has antidepressive effects, and it may have anti-inflammatory effects in brain disorders like Alzheimer's, potentially Parkinson's and other inflammatory brain conditions. So, you know, I wish it was that simple to tell you, oh, you know, one product that's no good, this product is the bomb. I think that there's claims to fame of both products that can meet your needs. And, you know, I personally use the Future Farm liposomal curcumin product, which I think is very good. I wake up, I take a little, you know, a couple of squirts. Before I go to bed, I take a couple of squirts under my tongue, and that helps to boost my body levels of this anti-inflammatory nutraceutical. 877-726-8255. Speaking of beneficial nutrients, if you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs, well, it could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. There's a solution for low B1. It's Zobria by Oshare Health. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1. That's the key. It's very bioavailable, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly. It may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. You can now get Zobria with a new lower pricing in response to popular demand. It's risk-free. Go to Zobria.com or by calling 855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Try it. Give it a try for a few weeks. There's free shipping. Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected. All right. This is a very interesting study. This is actually a study of something that I do in my practice. Very frequently we'll see tired, devitalized older men who are a little overweight. We test them and they have low testosterone. And they're, you know, commonly in their 60s, 70s. They could even be younger, in their 50s. They're feeling kind of punk. And they also feel that they experience brain fog. They can't focus or concentrate. They're worried that they're losing their memory. And we test them, of course, to make sure it's safe to administer testosterone. We then give them bioidentical testosterone and a program of diet and exercise to help make it work. All right, so in this study, 83 older, obese men who had low testosterone and frailty, their average age was 72. They got, all of them got what's called lifestyle therapy, weight management and exercise training. Half the group got the weight management and exercise training plus testosterone, and half the group just got the lifestyle therapy plus a placebo pill for 6 months. And here's what happened. In both groups, there was an improvement in what's called global cognition score. The brain fog lifted. What's called an attention information score and memory scores improved in both groups. And what they found was that in the group that took testosterone, they improved even more. But they both got identical treatment. Both of them got diet and exercise, but one group got the testosterone. And what they found is that changes in peak oxygen consumption, strength, the levels of their total testosterone predicted the improvement in global cognition. So to the extent that the testosterone reversed their frailty, improved their strength, and the blood tests indicated that testosterone was doing the trick, that was associated with even greater improvements in global cognition. So what was the, by the way, the lifestyle therapy, weight management program, balanced diet that was a little lower in calories, high quality protein. They also set exercise goals, which included combined aerobic and resistance training sessions 3 times weekly. Aerobic exercises consist of treadmill walking, stationary cycling, and stair climbing, which, hey, it's a new year. Any of you can do, you men out there, so get moving. The resistance exercises, that was important too. They actually worked with weightlifting machines, 9 upper body and lower body exercises, 1 to 2 sets of 8 to 12 repetitions, which were increased progressively to 2 to 3 sets, and exercise was supervised by exercise trainers. So, but the moral of the story is that, yeah, you know, you can embark on a program of diet and exercise, and it will actually improve your mental focus, concentration, and memory. But the testosterone offered a distinct additional benefit. And this is really a strong validation of something which I've been doing for decades. Testosterone is really the elixir of life for a lot of aging men. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of exercise, you may say, look, I'm so achy and I've got low back pain. It's really going to limit my ability to exercise. I can't run anymore. Can't cycle. Can't do all the stuff that you do, Dr. Hoffman. I don't know how to swim. So what are you going to do? Interesting study here from MedPage. Low back pain yields to water aerobics. Water aerobics is something that I recommend for a lot of my patients because you can do it inside in the winter. And particularly if you're retired, you can go at a time when the pool's not being utilized and they have regular water aerobics sessions, especially for older retired individuals in the middle of the day when working people aren't using the pool. They did this trial at the Shanghai University of Sport in China. And at 3 months, after the treatment period ended, there was a distinct improvement in the degree and extent of low back pain in participants in water exercises. They say the trial is also the first to examine water exercises as a back pain therapy with this significant length of follow-up, 3 months. So what they found was there was a distinct reduction in the back pain. Some of the exercises include abdominal bracing, water treading with a kickboard, deep water running with a swim belt. I did that as a rehab after I broke my hip. It's boring as hell. You get in the middle of the pool with a swim belt that suspends you. You got to be in a deep pool because you don't want to stand in the pool. You want to just float. And you jog in place, deep water running. And it's very, very easy on your back. And even if you're recovering from a leg injury, maybe knee surgery or hip surgery, it's a great workout, and what they found is very beneficial for low back pain, as well as great conditioning. So if you're too sore, too injured, too debilitated to do some of these other forms of exercise, water exercises, water aerobics is a great way to go. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1, Zobria, by O'Share Health. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly, may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to ZOBRIA.com. Or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping. Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And you may want to jot that number down in the waning moments of the program, because even if you can't get through today, you can record a question anytime during the week. Just call 877-726-8255 and leave a message with your question. We'll answer it next week. Some people just have high cholesterol, and they're just going, why do I have high cholesterol? I'm eating a superb diet. I'm exercising, and sometimes we attribute it to genetics. Well, the answer might be plastics, my boy, plastics. The famous line from the Graduate movie. Plastics may be implicated in high cholesterol, according to a recent study. It's been demonstrated that exposure to plastic-associated chemicals such as bisphenol A and phthalate plasticizers, they make plastic soft and flexible, can increase the risk of human cardiovascular disease, but they don't exactly know why that is. Now comes the finding that phthalate can lead to an increased plasma cholesterol level. The researchers say, quote, "We found that dicyclohexyl phthalate, or DCHP, strongly binds to a receptor called pregnane X receptor, or PXR. Write that down, because there will be a pop quiz on Monday. No, I'm just kidding. Researcher is at UC Riverside in California. DCHP turns on PXR in the gut, which leads to the expression of proteins required for cholesterol absorption and transport. And it turns out that the DCHP from phthalate can cause high cholesterol by targeting signaling in the intestinal tract. The lead researcher says, to our knowledge, our study is the first to show the effects of DCHP exposure on high cholesterol and cardiovascular disease risk in mouse models. So the question is this operant in humans? It is likely that it is so. As you know, I am a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I personally take CBD. I use it to relax and sleep better. I found that it works for my patients as well. It can support restful sleep and improves mood. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus the ingredients L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract, which reduces cortisol, and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science, clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And here's a special offer for our Intelligent Medicine users. You can use coupon code HOFFMAN30 or get this 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Try it. This item, a couple of items on COVID and natural support for COVID, a nutrient that is familiar to many of you, an amino acid called L-arginine, has been shown in a recent trial to help patients hospitalized with severe COVID-19. They were randomly assigned to receive either a placebo or a small dose of L-arginine orally twice a day during their hospitalization. And at day 10, compared with baseline, a higher proportion of patients in the L-arginine group than the placebo group have improved enough to have the amount of respiratory support reduced. Median length of hospital stay was 46% less in the L-arginine group. Pretty cool. Also, keep in mind that COVID-19 patients have severely increased levels of oxidative stress, and glutathione deficiency might play a role in supporting these patients. In a study with 60 participants, levels of oxidative stress were measured and glutathione was measured, and it turns out that an intervention with glutathione helped to get these patients well faster. So there you have it. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Download our podcasts, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and have yourself a safe and healthy weekend.